Oh yeah. Yes. Here we go. Who remembers this one?
Suck my fucking penis, suck my fucking macarena.
Yes.
Woo!
The macarena.
Suck my fucking penis, suck my fucking macarena. Let me suck onto your penis because it tastes good macarena.
Fuck me in my ass and suck on my titties macarena. I'm a faggot.
It's the '90s all over again, folks. We got a president being impeached. Big tech is at the top of the world.
That's right. The dot-com bubble
Apple
is about to burst.
Back.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, Apple deciding unilaterally that certain people shouldn't be allowed to say things feels as good as the first time I saw Jeff Goldblum on that iMac commercial.
Oh yeah,
I was like, all
oh,
of our,
yeah.
The future is going to be great, dude. Big tech is going to. There's more transparency than ever.
Uh-huh. When you,
specifically
the actual computer.
The computer is now transparent. The company is as opaque as it's ever been.
That's right.
Which is what, that's the future we all want to live in, is a world where the most beautiful, the most special man in the world who looked at us a day ago and said, I love you.
Right.
You're very special.
You're very special and beautiful. Yeah.
That was the best part.
That's who gets kicked off the platform. I'm sorry. I'm to understand it that these words of universal love and salvation are supposed to be interpreted by themselves as an act of insurrection.
And not only that, but you'd think he did the 9/11 haters and losers tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said the biggest bangers of all time.
Barney Frank, nipples protruding, disgusting tweet. Mm-hmm.
Top 10, he's got at least 5 on there.
Yeah, so it's...
And that's who deserves to get kicked off of social media.
They're saying they kicked him off. He said, go home. I love you. You're very special.
It ended...
That's it.
The whole thing ended literally like a Barney the Dinosaur episode. It's the exact words Barney has at the end of the show.
And then it was all over.
We learned a lot today.
It's great.
And you're all very special. And I love you. Clean up. Everybody do your share.
Dude.
Which I find interesting because I received a temporary ban from Instagram for posting Chinese Barney. Meanwhile,
right.
Guess who's still on Twitter denying the Uyghur genocide?
That guy who says shut up, bitch, to people?
Yeah,
that guy rocks, by the way.
He's the only person I follow on Twitter, and his account is awesome.
That guy
is
incredible.
He's just spent the entire week calling Mike Pompeo a faggot.
Who is that guy?
He's
a media guy.
He writes for the Daily Chink, I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the paper.
Come on.
I don't believe that that's what the name is.
It's what's it called?
People's Daily or something.
Yeah, that sounds
something.
More like
I don't know. But it is it is crazy how the day after Trump got banned from Twitter, I was thinking about how he was doing and how I've thought about this man every day for the last 5 years.
That's why you're a fucking loser, dude. I don't think about that guy every day. Sometimes I'm so fucked up, I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Dude, you're lucky, dude.
I'm in a love affair with our president.
We're going to have to make this one the premium because somebody's supposed to call in and I haven't heard back from them.
Okay.
And I also don't feel like figuring
looking
out
up the ads.
Yes.
That's fine.
So managing
both figuring out the ad reads and then figuring out how to get this guy to call in.
You don't have to fucking explain yourself to us.
I don't have to explain myself to anybody.
Suck my fucking penis in my ass on Macarena.
So that's our week and a half old take on Trump.
Sometimes I feel like I'm about to have a stroke.
Why a stroke?
Get like my head will like squeeze.
What is a stroke? It's a heart attack of the brain?
Yeah.
You're one of your fucking brain muscles pops.
Damn.
Yeah. No, you think too hard.
Didn't Rick Ross get a stroke because he was doing too much lean and he was too fat on an airplane? Mm-hmm.
Didn't they say that about Lil Wayne too?
Did he die?
He's epileptic.
No, he lost his weight.
Rick Ross. He got Ross fit.
And he did get Ross fit. Honestly, I liked him better plus size.
Really?
Why?
I just don't think he's as cute anymore.
Think about all the pussy.
Did you have like any kind of personal investment in
that? No, it's not that.
Think about all the pussy that you've been getting from girls that would have been fucking Rick Ross.
That's true. We do have a big overlap.
Yeah.
We do have a big
and now that he lost the weight, it's all funneling to you.
That is true.
So you should root for every fat guy to get skinny.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'm at the top of the fat guy food chain, I would say.
Yeah.
Look, the guys that are above me are like defensive linemen.
You should have gone to the Capitol and like got food out of the refrigerator.
Should have seen. I want some of that Nancy Pelosi's ice creams.
Yeah, to see you on the.
Damn, she probably had those ice creams on deck.
She probably had some good ass chocolates in her
from that
office.
Video.
It really was. It's that is going to be one of the funniest things we'll ever see in our entire lives.
The images
that came out of that day.
Oh yeah,
I was thrilled all day. It was thrilling.
That guy smiling with the fucking podium.
Yeah.
the guy with the feet.
You're definitely going to jail.
The feet on going into Pelosi's desk. That guy, he doesn't even have a shirt on.
Yeah. he lost his shirt because there's an interview with him in the mall afterwards.
Yeah.
He's wearing a shirt when he's sitting at Pelosi's desk, and somehow his shirt came off.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I mean, they must have fucked the place up. I mean, some people shit in it or
something.
They're
pissed.
They took a shit in it.
We have to say.
I don't see how you're not happy about that, regardless of who did it.
It's so funny. I mean, so I guess some people died, which is gay.
But a woman and a cop.
I guess a cop you can never be sad.
And a guy tasered himself in the balls.
That guy, yeah. I was going to say.
Which is the best.
Big rest in peace to the guy who shocked himself in the nuts so hard he died.
And he's a cop.
He's
an off-duty cop.
Yeah, well, people are like, oh, well, he won't lower the flag for the cop. And he's like, they already lowered the flag directly onto his head.
Yeah. What did they? Did he get trampled?
He got like bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher.
Jesus Christ!
That's
Jesus fucking Christ!
Another win for the fire department over the police.
Yeah,
that is true.
That's big fire. His fingerprints all over it. Mm-hmm.
I love how cops were apparently they were saying like cops just flashing their badges at cops like no it's cool.
Wait, like,
I can go in.
Off duty.
Yeah.
That rocks, dude.
Cops are such fucking pieces of shit. They think they can just do whatever, man. Mm-hmm. Flashing your badge to get into the Capitol. And then it worked also for half of them.
Well, then there's that picture of that lady that looks like fucking Mother Goose.
With her fucking fucked up like jaw.
Gums. She's just got like Parkinson's and dementia.
Right. Like she makes that noise.
Yeah, she does. She's done nothing but make fucking Dutch apple pies for the last 35
it's
years.
It's crazy that those people in the last 4 years started using 4chan.
Well,
which was a website for children.
Yeah. There was also that one guy that fucking, he looked like the bad guy from Identity.
You know seen Identity, but I think you were describing him earlier, the cross-eyed guy.
Yeah, the cross-eyed guy, who was in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
They're, like, for whatever reason, in between, like, 98 and 2005, they were like, oh, we need a cross-eyed retard.
We need a go-to cross-eyed
guy. Oh, the cross-eyed guy.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He was
in a lot of Adam Sandler stuff?
No.
Adam Sandler
That's
had
Adam
a cross-eyed
Sandler's friend
guy.
Who could be cross-eyed.
Oh, yeah.
He was the linebacker in Waterboy.
Yeah.
Waterboy.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
And then he takes a piss in or he spits in it.
I guess.
And then he tries to fight him.
That's a great movie.
That's a good movie.
I'll pull him up right now.
Shouts out to that lady. What's her name? It's a weird name.
Vicky Valancourt?
Yeah. Like Zasura or some shit.
That's
like
her
that.
Real name?
She's got a fucking weird name.
Bulk.
Feruza Balk.
Yeah.
I would love for her to give me top with those wild eyes.
I would love
to look into those wild blue eyes while I'm getting my fucking Pricadel serviced.
Dark hair and very light blue eyes is a hot combo.
Don McKay.
It's not about...
Hold on.
About
this guy isn't even cross-eyed.
What?
Yeah, he would just do it, I guess, in every movie.
Wait till the cross-eyed actors hear about this.
Yeah. They should have cast a real one.
Let me see if I can find... No. Who the fuck is this guy? I just saw a picture of him, and it said Don McKay under him. This is why...
No, Don McKay looks hot.
We need a producer.
Yeah, just like our Cox.
No. He looks like this guy, but I guess this is just a...
Just a fat guy?
This is just because you Google him and related images just shows other fat, bald guys.
Oh, wait. Was he fat?
He was a fat...
There was a
guy.
Fat go-to guy for a while that looked sort of like Newman. He had a beard.
Yeah, there was another Newman.
This is so fucking annoying that this isn't just coming up already because every second ruins the reference.
Yeah, the reference is trash at this point.
Yeah, that guy looked fucked up. But I just, man, tasering yourself in the nuts so hard that your heart gives out. is honestly a hero's death if I've ever heard it.
Oh yeah, that's like the guys storming the beaches.
Give that guy, give that guy the Medal of Honor, dude. Give it to him. I get Trump said he's giving it to Bill Belichick on his way out.
So sick. So sick.
That's so awesome to have like Belichick having to accept that from Trump. Wouldn't it have been hilarious if they literally killed Mike Pence? Like if Trump,
they were trying to kill Mike Pence.
He's Trump. He was a traitor. Right, yeah, it would have been so awesome.
Pruitt Taylor Vince.
He found the guy
Who is not cross-eyed, I guess. But yes, he was just cross-eyed in fucking like every movie.
Oh wait, is that the guy I'm thinking of? What other movies has he been in? This guy I'm thinking of had curly hair.
You know what he is? He's in Jacob's Ladder.
Never seen it.
And he's cross-eyed in Jacob's Ladder.
Maybe I'm just thinking about the principal from Billy Madison, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The Blob.
He was like another
dude. Who wanted to fuck Billy Madison. Yeah. Dude, that's a great movie.
He was gay for Billy
Madison.
He
was gay for Billy. I'm horny. He was a former wrestler.
It is one of
turned gay horny.
It is
gay
one
principal.
Of the only baby movies that still holds up.
It's not
to
a
this
baby
day.
Movie.
No, but it's a movie I liked when I was a little.
Yeah,
fucking,
when you were 11 or
little
whatever,
shithead.
10, yeah,
there are so many movies like that that are no longer good. But Billy Madison just is perfect.
You know what my time. Shit was?
Well, there's a guy that looks like this guy there. There's people on social media literally asking, I don't mean to be rude, but is this man mentally disabled? And they're like, no, he's got his ID badge on from work. And it's like,
oh, that guy.
That's what retarded people do.
A retarded guy would 100% wear his uniform.
A non-retarded person takes their ID badge off when they leave work.
He's got his keys around his neck.
Yeah, wasn't he like a tech guy,
the
too?
The guy wandering around town with his McDonald's apron on. that man is retarded.
A guy who accidentally showers in his grocery store polo.
Right.
That guy cannot read.
The guy that doesn't understand that once you get the paycheck, you're not supposed to continue looking for carts to stack is the mentally disabled man.
They're such hard work.
But no, it's like, and that it's like, well, then of course this has to be an FBI entrapment plot. Mm. If there's that many retarded people there, because retards were the bread and butter of these guys.
Oh yeah, especially post-9/11.
They got it. Every Muslim retard is in a black site
somewhere. Everybody thinks that like the State Department is like their primary concern is insurrectionists and then like first and foremost leftist insurrectionists, right?
Uh-huh.
But there's a much simpler way to think about it. If you understand that the CIA... and all of these intelligence agencies are the smartest people in the world. Right?
Uh-huh. That's why it's called intelligence.
That's where they get them. They recruit the smartest people. You know, they identify
Queen's Gambit type bitches.
And they get the smartest people in the world to work there. And it's like, well, okay, what's the natural enemy of the genius?
The retard.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And the scorpion and the frog.
The scorpion.
The retard and the intelligence analyst.
The genius scorpion versus the Down syndrome frog. Genius chimpanzee versus the Down syndrome frog. And so eliminating retards is the primary concern. These people. So they all have us, all of us middle-brained folks trapped in this illusion of this being about ideology.
We're pawns in this war against the
retards. Oh, they're trying to do
geniuses.
Like a eugenics.
Yeah. It's basically like
the reality is it's a brain war between the two.
Yeah.
Mm. So we think it's we thought post World War II was fucking communism versus America, and you had all these client states and all these proxy wars. Yeah. We are the proxies between retards
and the
smart
people.
The reality
is that being so intelligent that you're a fucking loser is an unsympathetic problem. No one feels bad for those people, hence Columbine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? That's true.
Being a retard,
were those guys
on the
smart?
Other hand,
yeah, they were geniuses.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course they were.
Yeah, they liked Marilyn Manson.
They played
Manson
video games and they liked Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, you're right. They were geniuses.
They were geniuses. Yeah.
So the other end of the spectrum, though, is if you're retarded, everybody feels bad for you, and everybody likes you.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And the geniuses, they're trying to.
It's true.
They're trying to win over the pathos of the Western minds, so that you feel bad for intelligent people, because that's the last key in the puzzle for them being able to have complete total control over the population.
Is that why Pete Buttigieg got that haircut that made him look retarded?
Exactly.
After he lost?
He's trying to. He's going deep
that
undercover.
Buzz cut made him look like his fucking mom.
The only picture we see of him after the election is him in Target buying candy.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Shit,
God, it's so pathetic.
They're so powerful, dude.
Yeah,
they know what'll fucking help.
That's why this, like, so we're supposed to believe that this picture of Kamala was leaked, that they published the wrong Vogue cover by accident, that she wasn't supposed to be wearing, you know, dressed like a fucking, like, teen Nick, you know, 2002 cast member.
A correspondent at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Right.
With a Converse and a blazer on.
They're going to convince you that Kamala is retarded.
They're
trying to take being retarded away from Donald Trump.
And first of all, Joe Biden's got that on lock. I know. It's, the thing.
It's true. Donald Trump was the king, the retard king.
He was the retard king.
He was
one of the dumbest people of all time, but he was so funny.
Kamala's going to go on Sway in the morning, and they're going to be like, have you ever eaten candy? She's like, of course. I used to eat candy all the time.
I had cakes for breakfast.
They're like, what's your favorite candy? And she's going to say, Tupac.
Yeah, is there a retarded version of the Breakfast Club that she could go on?
It's the Breakfast No Jumper podcast.
The Lunchables Club.
It's the Breakfast Club, but they're just having the marshmallows from Lucky Charms.
That same mean teacher. All of you retards can't learn anything. And now in here, your ass is mine. The autistic, the Down syndrome, the fetal alcohol syndrome.
The emotionally disturbed but regular one.
Yeah. The kid who probably should just be an ESOL, but they didn't bother figuring it out.
Yeah.
The very smart Mexican child who can't speak English, but understands what's going on intuitively.
Just Bolivian and already works as a construction worker.
He supports a family of eight.
He has a family of seven. Special education.
Did I ever tell the story about my friend? My best friend growing up, his brother was one of the dumbest guys I've ever met in my life. I was visiting, like, they were trying to see if I, every Greek kid, because we had such a big, like, immigrant population at my school, it was, like, Greeks and, like, you know, Latin Americans. Like, when they were, like, when you're in kindergarten, they would, like, just take you to ESOL and just be like, do you need to go here? Mm-hmm. And I went, and I was like, they're like, oh,
just
no,
say yes, dude.
No, but that's the thing. My friend's older brother said yes. He could not speak Greek. Mm-hmm. He was just stupid as shit, and he was having the time of his life, dude. He was the smartest guy in ESOL.
Yeah,
and I went there. I was like, why the fuck are you here?
This is the dumbest guy you know. It sounds like the smartest.
Yeah, he's
guy
Kaiser Soze. Yeah. He really is. He was like, fuck that, dude. I'm gonna be the king here. And they're like, wow, you're really picking up English fast. He just has no other language.
He's Fisher Price, eh?
Yeah. He's also fat as shit. Salute to him, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's Fisher Price, right? I'm having like a...
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fisher Price. And then Oshkosh Bagosh. You guys ever have the overalls?
What if Kevin Spacey was like, the reason I molested that boy is because I'm mentally retarded.
That would be the next step.
You may not think it of me because of my southern flair.
Did he put out another video?
He did, on Christmas, his annual Christmas video.
He's lost the juice, dude.
It rocked.
He's lost the juice. That used to be must-see TV.
It was still good. Mm-hmm. He started in character, in the House of Cards character, and then he dropped it, and then he did an anti-suicide PSA.
We have a new show coming out called House of Tards, where people from the Ronald McDonald House take over the government.
You're not retarded at the Ronald McDonald House, right?
Isn't that what I
think it's kids that are dying.
I think it's like families of...
I just assumed it was retarded because a clown was in charge.
No, I think it's children's families that are dying of cancer.
Yeah.
And they can't afford to, like, rent.
They're just getting them cheeseburgers.
No. Yeah. It is weird that they call it the Ronald McDonald House, because you'd think it'd be way more fun than that.
Yeah.
the vibes must be so off compared to like a bouncy house. And
they probably have a ball pit and stuff.
just a fucking guy crying.
Were you a bottom of the ball pit kid?
No. In fact, I don't even remember going. I mean, I would go in the ball pit.
But do you remember those free kids that would just sit in the bottom and then just like be like, they'd be like, anaconda attack.
I wouldn't sit in the bottom, but the bottom tantalized me.
I was way more into navigating the tubes and then ultimately getting into a fist fight in one of the junctions. With
The junctions were fucking wild, bro.
Just get into a junction.
When four tubes come together, dude. Oh.
And then it just smelled, like it always smelled like other people's shoes.
Yeah, it smelled so bad.
And then just beating the fuck out of a kid in one of those junctions. And then coming out the other end, they're like, they'll never catch me.
What a little piece of shit.
Just some fucking, just completely sheltered kid who's his first time in the fucking tunnels.
Welcome to
and
the tunnels.
Little feral ass is just wailing on some little Chinese guy.
Nah, I mean, half the time other kids would start it. That's the thing, as I miss being a kid, is you could find other, like, violent kids.
That's true. That's true.
No, kids are sociopaths. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I got into too many altercations in the tubes, but I did love, the bottom did thrill me, but I couldn't stay too long down there.
It was scary.
It was scary, but I loved it.
It was,
I don't remember them being that deep, though.
When you're a little ass kid.
Small
yeah, but
as
I don't
shit.
Recall being...
It simulated the sense of drowning, I think, for me. Or maybe
bit.
I had like a... I'm a
well,
little
that's what you think. That's what you think, because it's... Yeah, I do feel like I was a little claustrophobic. I was never fully at ease in those tubes.
Yeah, that's right.
It fucked me up a little bit. And the idea that some people could, like, were so comfortable in there, like some kids were just hanging out... Like, you'd go by a junction, and it would be like a little shanty town sometimes.
Dude,
I
feel like I now am missing those tubes greatly.
Yeah.
I would love to just exist in a world that was tubes and crawl around.
Well, that's what you would imagine. You're like, damn, this is the world. You'd be like, I got to have my own little kingdom.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like that show Recess.
Imagine the tubes from Discovery Zone, but you can bring a gun in there.
Awesome. Yep. Tubes, make the tubes a little bigger, you know? Let's make them double, three times the size.
Imagine that. You're going through the tube, and then you go the wrong way, and then suddenly you're in a junction, you're being robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah,
other 6-year-olds.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like a very post-apocalyptic thought, that's just the world that we will all inhabit.
It felt like that, some kind of little post-apocalyptic type shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're all like chaos.
That's probably what it was like to be in the Viet Cong. They had mad tubes.
I had a recurring fantasy when I was a kid that I had access to some kind of underground tunnel that went to a room, like a panic room, that had monitors that I could launch missiles.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The monitor situation is so good.
I was like, why would a 6-year-old need that?
You know what I had? You know what I thought?
Who am I going to go to war with?
Yeah.
Somebody who called me gay.
Yeah, the guys that molested you. What I always dreamed of was an underwater layer. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have a fucking submarine.
A manatee.
Like, no.
Gustavo would
imagine like a mermaid.
Imagine himself accidentally wandering into the Everglades and getting hit by a motorboat.
No, I'm not a manatee. I am a man with a big-ass submarine also a kingdom underwater.
People love manatees.
I'm not a manatee.
Stop just spinning delicately under the water.
Okay, that part of being a manatee
on
is
land,
tight.
On land, he's so...
Donked in the head by a jet ski.
No. I'm a man with a nice underwater layer, almost like Atlantis, but it was like two...
bubble.
In fact, it was bubble. Yeah,
yeah.
It was a glass bubble.
Yeah.
But I did a lot of traveling. When I was a little kid, I would imagine to go to sleep that I was driving across this giant ocean with my little submarine.
Oh, that's cool.
That was like a fucking... That was a recur... That's the kind of fantasy that I had.
When I was the king of the
Jell-O submarine. A Jell-O submarine. A Jell-O submarine.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, I remember in a kid's magazine, I read about a hotel that was in one of those bubbles.
Oh,
underwater,
shit.
You could stay overnight.
See, to me,
and
that
I thought that was
it.
Really cool.
To me, it was something. What I desire is not. It's not even possible. It's science fiction.
Yeah,
and to even have a fake ass little facsimile or whatever of it.
You ever read 20,000
Leagues?
What's it called?
A facsimile.
Facsimile.
Yeah,
facsimile could be the way you say it as well. See, that is, you know what? I'm glad you pointed that out.
I'm with Stav on this.
Because this. This is an example. Wait,
why
of a man,
don't you go? Don't give a shit. What
and
he
I'm
says
about to explain. I'm about to explain right now
because he just got it wrong. Because
I got it wrong out of good faith.
I sometimes
out of good faith.
I'm a good
and
faith
we mock
actor.
You
as a substitute for actually coming up with a joke.
No, I get it. Mm-hmm. I know, but sometimes I do get it wrong.
No, you don't. You know every time.
No, well, I
and then
just
even
keep
when you
guessing.
Do, and then even when you do,
what's
you do a little wry smile to pretend you did it wrong.
I know his name.
Anyway.
True, is it true?
I would like to go into that room, though. I would now as an adult, understanding that my desires are probably never going to happen, to be the king of an underwater kingdom.
Yeah.
I would go to the underwater hotel and check it
underwater
out.
Underwater shit rules. You remember the Cruisin' Exotica level that was
of course.
Underwater?
Yep. And of course, who could forget Mario, the underwater, the water world.
Yeah, but you had to swim around him, and I hate all the swimming shit.
I don't mind the swimming.
The swimming, like, nauseated me. I hate that.
Nick, you should become a fish tank guy.
I should.
Yeah.
That actually would be cool.
That makes sense to me.
That would be cool.
You pivoting to that.
I should get a full, like, Navy
shit,
rescue
should
diving
I get a tank?
Outfit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And just walk around my apartment. In it. Like a fucking BioShock guy.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. Oh, with the dome and everything.
BioShock was such a great game. You want to talk about underwater worlds that are cool?
Maybe I should play.
Blew my. I mean, it might be different now. When that game came out, the first time, because I also didn't play video games for like 10 years prior. Maybe like I just stopped when I was like 13 or something, and then a friend of mine like had an Xbox and showed me BioShock.
Nice.
I was like, this is amazing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I want to be underwater now.
Yeah.
Another thing I love to do is get fucked up by waves.
You loved it?
I love getting fucked up by waves. I still do.
More manatee.
Well, no, I'm not a manatee.
I'm going to get you out on that board this summer.
No, it's not about that. It's about jumping into the wave and then letting the fucking currents have their way with you.
Sort of.
No.
I got a winter.
A graceful man.
A beluga manatee.
A graceful human being.
You can somehow combine.
That can fucking.
The two species.
That has a foot in both worlds. An amphibian more than a fucking beluga whale.
I got a winter wetsuit with a hood and booties and stuff.
Are you going to go surfing on
Yeah, because the swells are better in the winter.
You're not going, bitch.
I know, but I have it now. So I could.
You never will.
It does really scare me.
To go in the winter?
It's just how cold it seems. But the wetsuits are amazing. The technology, you wouldn't believe it.
You're warm as fuck, but your face is cold.
Your face gets cold, but you put gloves and you have a hood and booties and stuff. Pretty sick, dude.
I don't say.
Mahalo,
I don't find it to be sick at all.
All right, man. Do you follow Action Bronson on Instagram? Fellow fat man.
He's
a big boogie boarder.
He's been going out. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
I love the boogie board. See, that's the problem, man. Action Bronson takes up a little too much of the stuff I love to do in the pop culture.
He has a food travel show. Yeah.
Completely blocking me, yeah. Show business wise.
Yeah, your hip hop career also.
My hip hop career, you know I'm fucking rapping.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my fucking penis and my yeah, dude, whatever. Damn, I miss thinking about the underwater layer I used to dream about. Because we had bunk beds, me and my brothers. There was a bunk bed, and then there was a little other bed in the corner. Mm-hmm. It was three of us in a room, and I had the full bunk bed underneath. And it had like a little, like the ladder. It was like a metal ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right at the height where it could be like a fucking steering wheel.
Suck my fucking penis and fuck me up. Well, now I lost it. I don't remember what it was.
Suck my fucking penis and I'm a fucking Macarena. Right? Mm-hmm. Was that it?
Suck my fucking penis.
Suck my fucking penis and I'm a fucking Macarena.
Suck my fucking penis and I'm a fucking Macarena. That's it.
Suck my penis.
What? I am a faggot.
Dude, I used to love...
Suck my fucking penis and I'm a fucking Macarena.
I used to love cracking the Macarena, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That was my shit. I was driving them wild at the Greek festival in 1997.
Doing the dance. Like some kind of majestic on-land manatee.
No.
It's like a beluga
manatee. First of all, there's no on-land version of a manatee.
There's some sort of land-based beluga manatee.
manatees
addicted to dancing.
No, it's like a walrus.
A walrus? That's not an on land thing.
They go on the land and they go in the sea.
Okay, I am willing to say I'm a walrus or a manatee only in the water. In land, I become my beautiful, graceful self. On water, they're graceful and gorgeous.
You know, walruses self suck.
It's awesome.
They've got massive cocks.
That's awesome.
Like,
I am actually a walrus, it turns out.
They self suck.
I actually am.
It's so funny. You can go on YouTube.
On second thought?
YouTube, you can't show.
Go ahead and file me under
walrus. I'm actually a walrus, yeah.
Yeah, you can. There's a video that I saw on YouTube once of like a family at like SeaWorld Aquarium.
Yes, that's a classic.
I want to make bully tarot cards. Just like, make a
stop
whole deck.
Looking. Don't look.
A set of tarot cards and you bring people in. It's like, oh, the Prince of Faggots. this is you.
Wow. The minister of having a little penis.
Oh, the tiny dick and small balls of the night. Ah, the symphony of the night.
The symphony of busting way too fast.
The Castlevania, you are a bitch card.
The crimson cunt. Wow.
Ooh, damn. I don't know why, but I just got a hankering for dipping some McDonald's fries in the sweet and sour sauce.
Because we were talking about fucking the bubbles and shit.
We were talking about the hospital for sick kids.
Yeah. Oh, the McDonald's.
We were talking about Ronald McDonald House, but we were also talking about the obstacle course, which is a real that's where that was my tube zone, was a McDonald's on Eastern Avenue.
I was thinking of Chuck E. Cheese.
Interesting. See, there was a McDonald's that I went to. That was not, you know how it's like their franchises? This McDonald's sold like spaghetti. Hell they had like a bunch of bullshit. It was on Eastern Avenue
like a
somewhere.
Bootleg
it was,
McDonald's.
Yeah, and they had a huge ball pit, like a huge Chuck E. Cheese level, like, I don't remember exactly where it was now, but I think it was on Eastern Avenue. And they just were not following, like everything cost a different price.
I don't really go to McDonald's a lot as a kid.
That was our go-to McDonald's. I think every time there was a place we ate, it was because it was around somewhere my mom had an errand to run.
My dad liked Wendy's.
Oh, interesting.
And so we would go to Wendy's, and I remember thinking Wendy's was like sophisticated.
Wendy's was always exotic to me. I was like, whoa, Wendy's.
It's a square hand.
Yeah, they have baked potatoes.
This is geometrical.
I can't be seen in McDonald's.
Yeah, we're not going to Wendy's. There's a girl I would have sex with on the cover.
And Burger King was the fucking bullshit of all.
Yeah, Burger
I never
King
understood
is
what was going on with Wendy's because it's like there's the Pippi Longstocking is the math. I thought it was Pippi Longstocking as a kid.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize Wendy was her own entity.
That's another fictional character I wanted some pussy from. Betty Boop.
Her father is Dave Thomas, who I also thought was Bob Evans.
Interesting.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't know what Bob Evans was.
Bob Evans is just another restaurant.
I know now. At the time, I had
no
idea.
But as a child, I did not know that Bob Evans was not Dave Thomas. I looked at Dave Thomas and
I thought he was the same guy.
That's probably also Bob Evans. If I had to guess.
Wait, Wendy is Bob or Dave Thomas's
daughter?
Daughter, yeah. His cartoon daughter. Imagine
does he have a real daughter?
I think he had a real daughter.
No, he didn't.
Wendy.
Imagine having just being psychotic and you're like, I'm starting a restaurant about my fictional cartoon daughter.
Damn. That's fucking weird, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck Dave Thomas for that one.
He was an orphan.
Really?
And then he made a
get pussy?
The thing was, is his daughter was...
I think he probably did.
His daughter was killed when he was drunk and he was in the kitchen trying to make hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. Square burgers.
And he was trashed and he started a fire and it killed his family. And he said, if only there would be a place that I could have driven to get a hamburger, my family would still be alive. So the whole thing started off as like an anti-drinking and cooking at home campaign.
Which kills a lot of people, as we all know, getting drunk
the
and
amount
cooking.
If they just repealed these ridiculous anti-drunk driving laws.
Yeah. If we could just cut back the regulations. The harmful regulation that's killing people like Dave Thomas's family.
Yeah, then we could just drive to Wendy's. That's why people don't understand that all of society's problems are incredibly simple.
Yeah,
you just make it so that it's the things I like.
That's true.
That's right.
That's absolutely true.
And anybody who says otherwise should be put in fucking jail.
They should die.
They should be beaten to death
by
the police.
Well, step one, they lose their job.
They should be beaten to death by the police. And if the instance of the police are ever against me, in that case, the police should be beaten to death by them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what we call détente.
Yeah.
My enemies in the police, I keep them at détente. Mm-hmm. And I am free and clear to do whatever the
détente
fuck I want.
To the teeth. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. because one, the police are the top teeth, my enemies are the lower teeth, and they bite down on each other and not on me.
Yeah.
Detente.
You cook it just before it's finished.
And that's detente.
Yeah.
Al detente. By the way, if you don't get your pasta al dente, don't fucking talk to me.
Who doesn't, though? Who's like, you know what I like? A nice slimy, mushy.
Some people do.
You know what I did?
I feel like old people.
I made a bunch of...
overcooked their pasta.
I made a bunch of shredded chicken this week, but I got like the cheapest chicken breast I could find and still have the bones in it. Mm-hmm. But I pressure cooked that shit for 2 hours, so the bones just fucking like...
Melted?
Yeah, nice. Nice marrowy...
love that. A little gooey.
Mm-hmm. Chicken... Fudge.
You know what we've been making it in my house is cow mung guy.
Yeah,
what's that?
It's where they hold a guy down and they cow him all over.
Is it? Yeah, we cow him all
it
over.
Thai?
A Thai's guy's asshole.
We've been doing this.
We've been doing this.
We cow mung guy.
We've been doing cow mung guy.
Cow on his face.
Cow on his face.
And then we lick it off.
Yeah, you think I'm being racist towards Asians, but it turns out
it's for.
Come on, guy.
And listen, guy, we have to come on
your ass and your pussy, which is your hole. It's just you fucking boil a chicken, you get the broth going off that bitch. You make a little cucumber soup.
You take a woman on a date to like a Japanese restaurant, you know.
Zucchini soup, squash.
You try and impress her, and then you just like ask waiter, "Do you have any fuku nigu?" Like just make up something that's a slur or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sounds fun.
In French or Japanese?
In Japanese.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could also do it in French.
I thought you said French.
Do you have any suk in my balls?
Do you have any suk in my pussy hole?
No, I don't know what that is. Like, we went to Nice last year and it was. And then she's like, wow.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
Just getting the head right there in the front.
Ooh la la, the waiter says.
I was laughing the other day, man.
And then he sucks my dick, too.
Like, kind of like a milquetoast white guy. And he fucks like a... like, just like kind of like a normal white guy, right? But he fucks a big fat girl. Mm-hmm. And then he's like... talking in AAVE while doing it. And she's like, why were you doing that? And he's like, I thought...
He went in Rome.
Yeah. I thought
that's,
you know,
what you like.
Yeah. Why would I like that?
I was just worried about your experience. I wanted you to enjoy it.
Well, my dick isn't big. I figured I want to make it real for you one way or the other. I can't.
Yeah, shawty.
Come on. Go ahead. Put your glasses back on there, shawty. Go ahead. No hands with it.
Eric, why are you talking like that?
I thought.
That's what.
I'm so sorry.
I was trying to meet you.
I was trying to meet you.
I thought you would like that. Because you're a big fat guy.
Big fat bitch.
Because you're a huge pig. You're a juicy pig. You're a juicy fat pig.
Fat, juicy, suckle pig. And daddy's got a taste for bacon.
You're a suckling fat so. You're a big fatty fat one quark.
This is Jeff Goldblum in a do-rag.
Okay, now why are you doing a Jeff Goldblum impression?
I don't know.
Because I don't know where this is going. I do it when
because
I get nervous.
I'm
worried about you getting me fired from NYU. And I'm hoping you'll blame it on Jeff Goldblum.
Damn. Shouts out to Jeff. I hope he's doing okay through all this.
Yeah, with all this craziness.
With all this fucking... It's been a weird year.
Foolishness.
It has been quite foolish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has been quite motherfucking foolish. Damn. I hope that guy who shocked his balls is in heaven looking down and smiling.
That rules.
He's sitting right next to St. Peter.
I hope they come to my hood.
Yeah.
Fucking taste yourself the balls in the back.
Dude, every time.
No liberal will ever do anything anywhere close to that funny.
Oh, that is one. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard, dude.
You shocked yourself in the nuts so hard, your fat ass heart gave out and died.
Why? Why was your taser even like out and armed, ready to shock nuts? And what was it? Is like something like it's also like kind of slapsticky the way it happened. I think something like fell and he got and he was like whoa, and then like the taser fell or something. It's even funnier when you learn the details. But
I don't know.
Salute to that fucking
but
guy.
But at the same time, a dangerous insurrection.
Yeah. That very, was like 9/11 too.
It's a both. Yeah, it's simultaneously a collection of some of the biggest retards anyone's ever seen and the greatest threat to our democracy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's ever existed.
Yeah, fuck. Damn. It's got me honestly feeling a little bit better about the Civil War prospects. Like, I feel like if I stay doing yoga... Mm-hmm. They have more guns, but a lot of them were like a light march killed like four of them. Like that guy had there were like three heart attacks.
Yeah, well, that was from the bad acid that was going around.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they were all fucking.
Yeah,
they were tripping nuts.
I would love to go around there and just be like doses.
Oh yeah,
beans, Molly.
We should have gone, dude. We should have done the episode from there. Was it Wednesday? We could have had a live app.
Yeah, we could have done it on the field with Ariel.
We could have done it in Nancy Pelosi's office.
That would have been so sick with that guy.
I would have refused to leave. Apparently, they treated everyone with kid gloves. We could have just stayed and be like, excuse me?
We're podcasting.
We're doing our podcast.
Yeah.
If you could keep it down.
We're journalists.
We're doing our podcast.
This is my press pass.
We're doing a right-wing fascist podcast in here. We will leave as soon as we're finished recording and I'm done taking a shit in Nancy Pelosi's desk.
After we're done putting a Chuck Schumer stapler in our ass.
To imagine the police allowing a guy to finish wiping.
Yeah. I'll be out in a second. No, hold on. I don't want to pinch it early because that's how then it smears. who is Ariel Pink?
He's a like indie rock guy.
Yeah, I saw that guy was there, and then the guy who made
John
the song
Mouth.
"Cop Killer" was there.
Yeah,
was he the guy who killed the cop?
Well, that would be the first person I'd.
You'd have
if
to
I was
question
the
John
FBI.
Mouse,
yeah,
because you'd be like, "Now, sir, we know we've heard your songs."
I was saying, imagine so. There's like a Trump rally in like 2 weeks, right? Like, Trump will just get on. Let's say he goes on Fox News and just says like we're gonna have another Trump rally wherever.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the media spends like 2 weeks being like, this can't happen. This is dangerous. This is fucking like Nuremberg marches. We can't have this. It's like it has to be stopped. And then a fucking like an ISIS guy drives a truck through it.
That would
or
rock.
Blows it up. How fucking, that would be great.
That would be so funny.
No one would know how to do it.
That would be so funny.
No we one forgot about them.
I think we'd be like, all right, well, I guess we're even now. We just go back to normal.
I guess it cancels out.
No one would know how to deal with it. You'd be like,
all right, ISIS, you get this one, boys.
I don't really know how to.
We really left ourselves open for that one.
Nah, dude. That would be, that would be pretty fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
What's terrorists going to do next?
It would be like a take standoff. I guarantee you Twitter would just go silent.
Yeah.
People would be like, wow.
It would be like having a brain freeze.
Uh-huh.
It would be like just drinking a Slurpee too fast. I guess my take would be LOL.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I would say.
ISIS, welcome to the resistance.
Welcome to the motherfucking resistance.
It is. I did see some tweets too where like, I guess because like Pence refused to leave. It's like liberals on Twitter being like, wow, I really didn't think Mike Pence would emerge as the hero of this story.
Oh,
here we
you
are.
Fucking idiot. There was like a there's chance like Trump was going to have that man killed by retards. And now, that's what it took for him to flip.
Which you should cheer on.
That would have been hysterical.
Mentally retarded people hanging the vice president.
That would have been one of the funniest things of all time.
It would be amazing.
He's getting hanged by a nerd's rope. This is the biggest nerd's rope we've ever seen.
Just a noose being tied by people that can't even tie their own shoes.
It's a Velcro noose.
Right.
Yeah, Mike, the only reason the little reason, ass eyes bulging out.
The only reason they ever thought the riot police were on their side is because they also wear helmets.
God damn. That honestly would have been so funny. Yeah. What could Trump have even said if Pence ended up dead? Like, yeah. Whoops. Whoopsie.
The only reason they hate LGBT people is because they tasted their rainbow and it didn't taste like that. No, this tastes like
this
shit.
This is a man's ass.
This tastes like cum. This tastes like Uncle Jimmy.
God damn, dude. That would have been so awesome. Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude. I just, you know. I guess you're right, Adam. I guess I'm thinking he must be bummed out right now.
He's probably so sad.
He's probably not having a chill time.
Yeah, and he can't even express himself online anymore.
Mm-hmm. He could go on TV, though, right?
I guess so. Shit is very hot right now.
It is pretty hot. It's like when Weebe had to go to Philly.
He's got zero friends at this point. The only people that are still around is his family, and he hates them.
Isn't Ted Cruz still weirdly riding for him? Like, Ted Cruz.
He said my wife, said
his
is
wife was an ugly bitch.
Donald, you are a rat. What do you call him? Donald? That fucking video.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare you say anything about my wife, Donald?
Fucking.
Yeah, he had a hold me back moment after Donald Trump said his wife was unfuckable.
And then he just spent the last like 4 years sucking his cock.
Oh my
god. Pretty funny.
Yeah, that picture of him like phone banking for Trump.
It's
going
to be
so
funny when
good.
Biden's like, "All right, well, as a sign of unity, we have to give one of these Georgia seats back." Yeah. When they just don't do shit. Like we still don't get no one gets $2,000 checks.
Well,
which is still bullshit, by the way. What is one $2,000 check going to do?
Well, I don't know. More than 600.
More than 600, but it's still little dickhead shit.
Are people getting their $600 checks yet?
I think some people have begun getting them.
Yeah, man. It's
here's what you do. You buy a fucking quap with that. You flip it.
You flip a quap, yeah.
You flip a quap. Now you got fucking... And then you re-up. Then you have
$600. Then you re-up. You get podcasting equipment.
Then you get podcasting equipment.
Mm-hmm. And you do a weed podcast.
You practice saying the N-word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's how it all
starts.
Oh,
you do a weed pod. Is there a weed podcast?
I'm sure
now
there are.
Now we're talking. That I'm would sure be an awesome are. Podcast.
Describing like terps and stuff.
Just being like, yeah, dude. This shit gets me fucked up, bro.
There are probably billions.
There's probably so yeah. many.
I would love to listen to them. Just I never will.
Reviewing but. Tommy Chong bongs.
Mm. In a way, this is a weed podcast.
Kind
it's
of.
It's pure essence is that it is a weed podcast.
That is true. That yeah. is true.
This is year one smoking weed.
We've just never grown
we'll
out.
We'll never it. Leave this yeah. phase.
Yeah.
Even we will quit weed before we the quit weed alarmists, behaving this way.
The weed alarmists are like, weed does permanent damage to your brain and like children shouldn't be able to smoke it. And then you're like, what are you talking about? And then it's like, what if you could fuck Ronald McDonald?
Yeah. And then you're like, suck my fucking penis, I'm a fucking yep. Macarena. And laughing.
Yep.
For everyone at home, we laughed for about 15 minutes before the episode yeah. started.
I feel like if I hadn't smoked weed as a teenager, I'd probably be playing chess at Harvard right now.
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely
I'd be teaching chess at Harvard.
I'd be at Yale. Yeah, I'd be at Yale doing this. I'd be presiding over a skull and bone ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd be watching two rich fucking kids jack off in a coffin.
Ah, yes, the queen. Today's lesson, moving diagonally.
It moves diagonally, but also front and back.
Every fucking way. And my question is this. Why can't all the pieces do that?
Hmm.
Why don't you write an
essay? Have you ever thought
that?
About that?
I'll be in the break. I'll be in the teacher's lounge getting poussoir yeah. from the bitch at teacher's.
You know French. The teacher's. I'm going to spread a little brie under my yeah. foreskin and she won't be able to resist.
I'm about to bousser nu, as they say in Paris. Welcome to Harvard, bitch.
Welcome to fucking Harvard. Welcome to fucking Harvard, kid.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucking gay over here.
I went to Harvard. You can just walk in there. That's cool.
Yeah,
yeah, we bought.
We all went to Harvard.
We went to the Skull and Bones, or whatever
the comedy Lampoon. Skull and Bones. Yeah,
was that what it was?
Yeah, it was the clubhouse.
Those guys were the Lampoon guys.
That was the Lampoon.
That's hilarious.
Where do you? We didn't know where we were.
I don't fucking know.
But you thought we just were hanging out with?
I forgot. I guess at the time I knew that, and I forgot until you guys said it right now.
We told Stav it was the Air and Space Museum.
And I was like, where the fuck is the dry gay. Ice cream?
Mm-hmm. I want to eat the astronaut ice
cream.
Dude,
I was fucking pumped to get the astronaut ice cream the first time I went, and it was kind of dog shit.
Yeah, it's not as good as real ice cream.
Real ice cream crushes astronaut
ice cream. Yeah, being an astronaut's gay.
People have fucked in space, though, right?
Like, yeah, for science? They did an experiment.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool. Who fucked? Was it like a husband and wife?
They got Alexis Texas up there.
They got Alexis Texas.
They sent her up there.
The naked cowboy in Times Square.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about getting like a full cowboy outfit, like, you know, bandana, everything, like real, but like a big fur coat, like a like a Western cowboy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like up in the...
But with your dick out?
Your dick is out.
Yep. I got you. I'm with you.
And you're the penis cowboy. Yeah. And you just roll up to Times Square.
I like that. Because he's not naked. He's got two layers of underwear, I'm pretty sure.
What a pussy.
But then on this side, we're doing it real style.
Yeah, cock all the way out from your peeking out under your buffalo skin. Yeah.
And then when the cops come to arrest me, I'm like, what happened? You were supposed to be on our side.
Why are you killing patriots?
Now nobody has your back. You lost Black Lives Matter, you lost the MAGA guys, and now you've lost the penis cowboy. The only person still in your corner.
Oh, it is so fucking gay how Democrats now are like, we actually love cops more. Cops are good. We just decided they're good now, and we love them.
God. Yeah, after all summer is saying that we need to defund the police and Black Lives
Matter. Those motherfuckers' money, man. Get me some fucking buy some bike lanes. Get more electric bikes. City Bikes got those electric bikes. I rode those bitches over here.
They should have Harleys.
Wait, you rode an electric bike over here?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty nice.
So you didn't have to pedal?
So this whole time you've been saying...
I thought you were doing it for exercise. Here.
First of all, you fucks, the City Bikes are assisted bikes.
You've been coming here in a fucking Mario Kart.
No. Yeah. No, you ride those fucking cocks. Okay. How about
you've been motorcycling over here?
You fucking pricks, take them from here to Astoria. Tell me how easy it is.
City Bike out of business after all of the tires.
No, they are not.
I thought you said you've been biking over to do the show, but you've been...
I have been biking, you fucking cocksuckers.
You've had a motor.
It's not... You can't... It doesn't go if you don't fucking pedal. It just picks up in an uphill a little bit. It makes it an easier ride, but you're still pedaling most of the time unless
it still has pedals.
I was honestly impressed.
Yeah, I was like, that's a big ride.
You fuckers, first of all, I've done it plenty of times. I used to fucking bike here like 3 summers ago.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
Okay, why don't you fucking pricks, before you run your mouths, take them from here to Astoria and back and then suck my fucking dick and tell me how it's the easiest fucking thing to
do. Well, I'll suck your damn dick, but I'm not going to ride that damn
bike.
Okay,
fine.
No, okay, so it helps you up a hill with a motor.
Is it better? Oh, how about I'm fucking, should I drive my fucking car? Is that better? This is the problem with you fucking assholes.
It for the environment.
He rode his Harry and Davidson motorcycle.
Who's Harry and Davidson?
They have snacks.
I don't know what it is. This is the fucking snack.
Yeah, that sounds good.
This is the problem with
like
the fucking
candied pecans.
This is the problem with the fucking negativity You're getting close, but you're not.
Cadbury eggs.
Those are good.
Caramel, like salted caramel.
I'm over here making little steps to improve my fucking life.
Uh-huh. Egg custard drops.
Yeah. I'm a fucking manatee. I'm at the Jell-O submarine. And I'm over here trying to fucking take an electric bike instead of drive, which is totally sedative or whatever the fuck, sedentary.
Chocolate covered hazelnuts.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
And I'm being fucking ridiculed? All right, I guess I should fucking drive my car. Fuck you, assholes. I'm going to take that fucking electric bike and I'm going to have a nice time. And by the way, it had my fuck. I have a Fitbit. It had my heart rate up. I already hit my fucking activity for the day. 30 minutes at an elevated heart rate.
The new Apple Watch calculates your VO2 max and it says mine is like woefully below average.
What is VO2 max?
I have no idea. It's like your like,
sounds cool.
It's like your cardiovascular efficiency.
Damn. I'm about to get the new Apple Watch, actually.
Yeah, I have the 5 still. I might give the 5 away and get the 6.
Yeah, I'm going to give my little brother the Fitbit, and I'm going to get the fucking big dick shit, because I'm all about tracking my shit, dude.
Mm-hmm. You're an analytics guy.
I'm an analytics guru, and I'm not going to tell the listeners. This is just what my... But listen, I have some goals, and if I hit them, I'm going to reward myself in a way that I think everybody's going to be really pleased to find.
Does any police department in the country still have blue as their color?
Yeah, they all wear black.
They all wear black now.
Yeah.
I think it's a navy.
It's a dark, maybe a midnight.
I feel like Baltimore has the navies. You know, one of the best.
Yeah, but not like the classic fucking baby blue.
Were they ever baby blue?
Yeah, dude. Cops used to look like mailmen until like fucking 1990.
That's a cool now look. Now they all look like RoboCop.
That's a cool look.
Yeah.
Cops used to have, they look like fucking crossing guards. They
and that's what we need. Okay.
Short sleeve blue shirt and then a fucking six shooter.
And that is one of the biggest hypocrisies of the cops, right?
What's that?
They call themselves the blue.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know.
That's true. Here's what pisses me. That's what the funding should be. It should be a picture of a gas.
Imagine
cop.
Andy in Mayberry, but he's wearing like full tactical gear. Yeah. He's got his head shaved.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, who would watch that show and be like, "This is a nice guy from the community"?
Yeah. Put him in baby blue. You're not allowed. If you have any Viking tattoos, you can't be a cop, and you don't get fucking tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if someone is a fucking crazy, you don't send a cop, and that's it. I just solved it.
Yeah.
Apparently,
well
cops.
Done, dude.
You know, cops used to fucking like. There used to not be EMTs. They used to just have cops go do it.
If you're having a heart attack,
yeah, and they would like, and people would end up dead as fuck on that. Yeah, literally, dude. Like it was horribly done. You would just put
a
fucking
guy.
They
got rabies.
You put a guy in a heart attack in just the back of a fucking squad car. Anyway, fuck cops.
Except for that brave hero at the Capitol.
Yes, except for him. Except for him and except for, let's see, what's some cops?
This is what riot police look like in 1990.
Wow. They're wearing ties.
Ties.
They should wear ties.
And short sleeves.
They should have to wear ties again.
You should have to wear a tie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to see them in a tie. And then I'll call them sir.
I'll respect you if you have a tie.
I'll respect you. If they're dressing for the job they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is what cops look like.
Oh, that's a cool look. I like those guys. They're friendly. They look way friendlier.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd like to fuck that lady cop. Are you sure that's not from a TV show?
No, I had sex with her already.
So I actually did.
No, I fucked her. That's why she's not a cop anymore.
Why?
Because if you're a woman and you have sex, they kick you off.
You can't have sex.
Is that so?
You're only allowed to get gang-banged by the other cops.
Oh, you're kind of like property.
Yeah.
You get sexed into the police.
You get sexed into the police.
I saw an SVU recently where it was a lady cop who was, she was fucking all the guys in her squad. And then she said she was raped.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like,
and they were like, no, she was fucking us because she was a slut. Yeah, it was a good defense.
Who got raped? Or who got... They got off?
She killed herself.
What? So SVU had an episode where a woman can't be raped because she's a slut, and then she kills herself?
She killed herself, no. And then they tried to cover it up, and then the SVU uncovered the conspiracy of the
cops.
Did
anybody go to jail?
Yeah, so one cop went to jail.
Nice.
Yeah, but everyone else was killing themselves. It was also like a
mental health type.
Yeah,
of thing.
Mental health thing.
What do we got here?
You're watching women getting arrested on planes for going to DC. This one's not as fun as the other one.
In the airport shouting.
There's one woman like kicking and screaming.
We don't stand up. It's only going to get worse.
What is she talking about? Is that the lady getting arrested?
Mm-hmm. You ever see somebody get arrested on a plane?
No, not on a plane.
I saw a guy do it. I think he, like, kicked a stewardess or something. And then he had already, like, calmed down by the time we landed. And then but we landed, and then the APD had to come on the plane and arrest him. And he was only a couple seats away from me. He's like, I already said I'm sorry. And they're like, sir, just come with us.
I already said I'm sorry.
That's so good.
This is these videos suck. There's one lady kicking and screaming as she gets dragged out of the airport. And that one is that one's pretty good to watch.
I think I saw that one, actually. Mm-hmm. I think I saw that one.
If only we could live in a United States where the entire country feels like being in the airport, you know? Mm-hmm. Everything's outrageously
expensive. People love
expensive.
Being in the airport. Yeah.
You like, even the lowest tier employees are allowed to put you in jail.
Yeah.
That is true. That is literally what's fucking... Yeah, that's what's fucking happening.
Which,
man.
And I'll say this, and I don't care. You can send it to the cops to my house. I fucking love shoplifting at LaGuardia.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Dude.
That, you know that little area?
I help
area?
Myself,
you know that
to,
area?
Of course I know that
dude,
area.
Yeah, that fucking... I'm just like,
I got a couple con bars in my pocket. It's I got like a the, mouthful of chocolate.
You're talking
almonds.
About the yeah. Hudson News that's like open,
no,
right?
No. You don't have to know about it.
I used to steal a lot of porn in
fucking,
the airport.
This is why you're not. This is why you're not one.
They
of
used
the,
to, they,
one of the LaGuardia bands.
I know.
That's right.
This is why you're not eating free yogurt parfait cups.
That's right.
And then throwing them out before you can get to the self-checkout.
That's right.
The audacity of them to have a single self-checkout.
The self-checkout is so far from all the food.
It's so far away, and then they turn all the other machines off.
Uh-huh.
And then what if you just had a bottle of water before you walked
I already
in
had the bottle of water. I came in with this People magazine. I take it out. I took it off the stand, and I'm throwing it in the trash. I'm wiping my face with it after I eat directly out of the buffet and then throwing it in the trash.
I'm so sad about the state of buffets. Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny to get.
Yeah.
It'd be funny.
You
to
haven't been
get
in
caught.
One in almost a year, probably.
Yeah, the day it shut down, I heard the news that we were going to lockdown at a buffet. And
you went to Sizzlers.
I went to Sizzlers. I was like, I got to get it in one last time.
Oh God, mm-hmm. Everything's about to change.
God, I love fucking love buffets.
I miss going on the road. I miss traveling.
Yeah, dude. Fucking
even the bullshit traveling.
I'm past missing it. My life
you don't
is
even remember it.
It's literally like I'm just a guy who podcast. I'm not a stand-up comedian.
It is off. That's
it
awful.
Sucks.
Yeah.
That's why all I'm doing is fucking I'm doing yoga. I'm eating fresh fish. I go to the fucking fish market every day. I get myself some fucking wild caught salmon, $20 a pound, but it's worth it. It's delicious.
Worth every penny.
Mm-hmm. And
it's funny too how much that Black Rifle Coffee Company got wrapped up in all of this.
Were they queuing on?
Well, there's people like it's like the only company in America that sells anything other than like guns or gun accessories that is like politically associated with.
They're like, we used to be troops and we're not pussies.
Didn't they like bail out that Rittenhouse motherfucker?
They didn't bail him out, but they were like, we'll send him free coffee if he asks for it.
Oh, fuck. So what happened?
Were they there in D.C.?
Did they have a little kiosk?
Oh, no, that's Doug calling, but I'll tell him to just call back
on the other app?
On the weekly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
I guess, well, you'll hear it on Wednesday, but...
Yeah, this you already heard it.
Yeah. We'll explain what's going on, I guess. Zero Books is being silenced by YouTube, so...
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
You and Stav and I knew what that was.
I know what Zero Books is for sure. A lot. Zero Books, what's that? What is this company
they published
named
after all the
amount of books I read?
All the Garfield...
Oh, dude! If he published the Dilberts,
yeah,
as it
he's
when
the
I was 11 years old,
he's
I
the
used
publisher
to read those.
Of Kathy.
Oh hell!
Oh
yeah.
Wow!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who Stav had a crush on as a as a child?
Not really, but
he's
I did.
Like he's like we both love chocolate.
No, I was
we're
not
both stressed out.
I wasn't a Kathy guy.
Yeah, you were really.
I'm on record as a Dilbert guy.
You're struggling with your weight. You're stressed out.
I did want to fuck Dilbert's girlfriend.
Used to say
that kind of looked like Kathy.
What the fuck because is that? Reminded kind of just everyone me. Is like, look how big my ankles are. I might as well fucking kill myself. And it's like, next week on Kathy. I accidentally ate a grape. Time to fucking leave the car running in the garage. Ack, ack, ack.
Ack, ack. Yeah.
Oh, my mother's calling me. I guess I better put sand in my vagina. Mm-hmm. I better crush up a bunch of light bulbs and jam it in my
pussy and caulk it shut.
As punishment for having a bad relationship with my mother.
That was a good Kathy. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
When she
submits. Who made it? A lady made it?
Yeah, a lady.
It would be funny if a guy made that.
Kathy.
No, it was a bitch that looked exactly like Kathy.
It was a woman named
I'm sure her
Kathy.
Name was named. Yeah, that makes sense.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine Kathy. Ghislaine Caswell.
It's crazy that Ghislaine. What if we just found out that on Wednesday Ghislaine escaped from jail? we don't know what happened exactly.
Wow. It's like awesome. The Joker.
Yeah, and then there's just a picture of her at McDonald's with Nancy Pelosi's laptop, and she's like clearly deleting a bunch of stuff. yeah, weird. I guess there's probably no reason to look into this at all.
Free her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I'm reading some Kathy comics right now, and it really do be like that.
Oh, she got married.
Mm-hmm.
She got married in the comic universe?
Yeah. Kathy's an American Gag-a-Day comic strip. Yeah,
the lady that made Kathy is skinny and hot.
Yeah, because she learned her lesson.
Dude, she's hot.
Oh, shit. What's
she's not a woman struggling with her weight.
She's stealing ugly bitch valor.
She made mad money off of big boned women.
Damn, she was hot as in her youth.
Yeah, I had sex with her. That's why I knew.
I actually
she
had
was.
Sex with her before, Nick.
She used to.
Damn, when she was young, she could absolutely catch a prick.
Yeah, she
I kinda,
used to.
I have a crush on her.
Shut up, dude.
She I kind of like her.
Yeah, she used to show me the Kathy comics while I was fucking her.
And you,
well, you have a crush on her. When she looks like this. Mm.
Is that her now?
She had a tattoo of all the Kathy. That's not what she looks like.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it fucking is.
Kathy Goosewhite. What's her name?
Goosewhite.
Kathy
Goose. Yeah, she definitely makes the fucking cartoon look like a fucking big boned bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this woman does not struggle with her weight.
Well, you know,
maybe she does.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she does.
Maybe, but inside she thinks she's fat.
Yeah, I used to make her draw Kathy on my cock while
with her pussy.
Yeah, she had to put a pen in her pussy.
A number two pencil in her pussy.
And then tattoo Kathy onto my cock.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like her.
Shut up, dude. Shut the fuck up.
You're a fucking loser.
Can't you just objectify this woman without being like, I have a crush.
I like her. I want to take her out.
Yeah. She likes to draw cartoons.
Because you do that, and then it becomes this earnest, she would like me thing.
Yeah.
Whereas me and Nick
are
just trying to get our cocks
rubbed.
I'm
just trying to fuck this person. And you're fantasizing that she likes you and you're charming her.
Sorry, dude.
And that she's laughing at your jokes.
They're at a museum together looking at paintings.
I'm wearing they're both creative professionals and they respect each other.
You have such good taste,
some
Adam.
Long-term relationship.
We dance all night.
And then he's fantasizing about him, of course, accidentally cheating on her and like crafting the perfect apology.
Yep.
How their love could get
a big
through.
Spectacle.
Even though he
a big spectacle.
Even though he couldn't help but cheat on her.
I cheat on her and then I win her back.
You
with
win her
in
back.
One fell swoop.
So not only
meanwhile,
do you get pussy, but you get the dream.
Meanwhile,
and I'm
she's,
running through the streets of New York City and I'm wearing a long trench coat.
Meanwhile,
kind of
I've
vibe.
Given her the chocolate that she wants. She's big now and I'm like, go ahead, bitch, draw Garfield on it. There you go, girl. Go, shorty, draw Garfield on it. spell out ack with your tongue on
the I'm trying to get ack.
I'm just trying to make this bitch be as big as she wanted to be,
mm-hmm.
and then code switch while
that's
I'm,
right.
while I'm plugging those holes.
Just plugging her from the back with a thumb in her ass.
They call it chode switching.
Oh, I would love to just take her out and treat her well.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Have some fucking spritzers.
Sorry, folks, but I don't know if I've said this before on the show, but I love.
You love Faison love. You want to have sex with that fat boy?
I didn't say Faison love. I said love.
Faison love. Adam's kissing his body.
I don't want to have sex with Faison love.
Faison loves cuddling him. And Adam's like, I thought I loved Kathy. But I want to be the Kathy.
I want to be
Kathy.
I want Faison to fuck my ass.
That's why I cheated on her, because I was jealous of her ability to just be sort of twee and sit in our second room and draw her little pictures. And I just wanted to be cradled and taken care of, like I took care of Kathy. And Faison's like, Corey in the house. I forget what show he was on. It wasn't Corey in the house.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was like the Loud family or something.
The Loud type of family. Yeah,
the being the Loud together now. all Loud together now.
I used to love that show, whatever it was called.
Honestly, as a kid,
that was the one with Robert Townsend.
Yeah,
right?
When I was a kid, Faison Love was my hero.
The Parenthood.
Yeah,
that was a great fucking show, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. I like idolized him on that show.
He was the coolest one because wasn't he like the cool uncle that would come in sometimes?
Yes. Yeah. Well, he was the comic relief.
Yeah. Go check out The Parenthood, everyone. And when you watch and you see a fat black guy come in, just imagine Adam sucking his dick.
Adam,
no.
Woo!
No, I want.
He's wiping his brow with a towel while Adam sucks his cock. No.
Woo! It's getting crazy out there, y'all.
I don't want him. I want Kathy.
Fuck the world.
I want Kathy.
Woo! I'm just an asshole.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, thanks for listening, folks.
Yeah, thanks. Faison got arrested.
Damn, free Faison.
For assaulting a valet.
Time for you to go put your nipples up on the glass.
Which button do I press to stop it?
The orange one. No, up.
The yellow?
Yeah. No, red.
This one?
Yeah, yeah.